This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, I have a question for you on this show. I am looking for people who have never missed a day in work, or maybe back when you were in school, who have never missed a day from when you were in school or when you were in work. The reason why I mention this is a loud teenager has received a top award for not missing a school day in 13 years. Just put that into perspective, okay? So he was in school for 13 years and he never missed a day. Now, I wish I could say the same, but sadly, no. I used to always pull sickies on my parents and make up all sorts of diseases and illnesses that I had just to get out of tests that were on in school. His name is Joshua Kirwan. He goes to school in School Iwerry, if I pronounce that right, my Irish isn't great, School Iwerry in Dunleer, County Louth. And he received an award on Tuesday night for a full attendance. Now, I have to be honest with you, I have never heard of this before. I have never heard of a student having a full attendance record. I want to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Are you someone who can put your hand on your heart and say that you have never missed a day in work due to sickness? Because I think this guy is actually unique. I don't think anybody else can actually say that they've never missed a day because of sickness. He joins us on the line. Well, we're going to talk to his mother first, Frances. To find out, well, how did she make her son go to school every day of the week? Frances, you're very welcome along to 98FM's Dublin Talks. Not one day was missed by your son in school, is that correct?
Never missed a day, Jeremy, no.
That is absolutely unbelievable. And a credit to you because you obviously, well, you kept him in good health, number one. And number two, if there were days he wanted to skive off school, you didn't let it happen. How did this come about that he's never missed a day?
Well, his luck played a big part in it, Jeremy, because he's never been really seriously ill. Do you know what I mean? He had the odd sniffle, and as he'll tell you himself, he got chickenpox during the summer holidays, and he loved school. In general, he loved school.
And were there ever days, Frances, where he woke up and he said, "Oh, Ma, I really don't want to go to school today."
Never, ever once. Never, because he loved his friends in school, he loved his group, he loved his teachers, and it just was an outing for him every day, he loved it.
And what about during weather? I remember I used to use weather as an excuse by saying to my parents, "Oh, I'm not going to school today, it's snowing too bad or there's ice on the ground." Now, they didn't listen to me, but he never did that either.
Never did that either, and even with his sport, when it was bad, no.
So
get
just,
a place up and show up.
So just to put it into perspective, Frances, that is 13 years in a row with zero sick days.
Zero sick days and zero late, Jeremy.
Oh, he's never been late either.
He's never been late.
Well, now, is that down to you getting him up out of bed every morning to make sure?
Well, I would say that, yeah.
So are you...
I'll take the credit for that one.
Okay, so you're taking the credit. Okay, Frances, put us on to Joshua there, please.
I will indeed.
Cheers.
Okay, nice talking to you.
You too.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Joshua, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You're very welcome along to 98FM. I have to say, I love the story. A loud teenager receives top award for not missing a school day in 13 years. That is some achievement. I assume in the school you go to, you are the only student who can say that that's the case.
Yeah, I think so anyway, yeah. It's a pretty big achievement, all right, yeah.
And you obviously have a positive attitude towards school. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I mean, I went, but there were days where, you know, I knew there was an exam coming up, that the teacher was doing a test that I wasn't going to be good at. And
yeah,
I'd fake a bit of sickness and I'd call my parents into the bedroom in the morning and say, "I'm dying, I can't go." And they wouldn't ask any questions. You never thought about doing that.
I always enjoyed school though, like going in and seeing my friends and stuff and playing football at lunch and just love the atmosphere in school. I always had good teachers and good friends, so but I had no reason to stay home or no reason to miss out. So
there was never one day where you maybe stayed up late the night before to play games and stuff, and you just woke up the next day and said, I'm not in the mood. Because we all have, and it wouldn't be a bad thing, we all have days. I have days here where I wake up and I say, oh, I'm not in the mood for going into 98FM. But you never had that.
No, I never really had that, no, because I was, no, I love going in school, and I guess my mum wouldn't have really, she would have encouraged me to go to school every day, and as soon as I started getting my attendance boards every year, I kind of turned into a conversation. I kind of had to go in and try and keep it up as long as I could, and here I am now at the end of it, so I guess it was worth it.
Did you even ever come close to missing a day, where it was hit and miss?
I mean, there was a few days where I had to go in and then I would have to come home because I would have been too sick to stay in school. But I guess there was never any serious injuries or anything like that that would have kept me out for too long.
Now, tell us about the recognition, the prize-giving ceremony that took place in your school, which is School Imuri in Dunlear. You had this earlier on in the week. Tell me about the ceremony. What happened?
Well, we went in and we sat down, and then towards the end of the ceremony, they called out for the attendance boards, and then I was brought up for the attendance in sixth year for the year, and then the attendance throughout secondary school, and then there was a big award at the end for me for the lifetime attendance through primary school and secondary school for not missing a day.
And you were obviously aware that you were up for this award, because I'm sure you knew that there were no other students in the school who hadn't missed a day.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that I hadn't missed a day, and I was probably one of very, very few. Yeah.
So you're on your break from school at the moment, Joshua. You're getting your break before the leaving cert. How are you geared up for the leaving cert?
I'm feeling okay about it. Yeah, I'm not too stressed about it, and yeah, hopefully, I want to go on and do something in science.
Okay, so you plan on going to college?
Yeah, I plan on going to college. Yeah.
And will you keep the same positive attitude towards college of not missing a day? Because the difference between, and by the way, you shouldn't miss college days, but the difference between school and college, I suppose, is nobody questions it when you miss a college day. You know, in school, you need a note, whereas in college, you're an adult and you can pretty much come and go as you please and you don't need parents' notes. Do you think you'll carry that same attitude into college?
Definitely. I hope to carry the same attitude into college, and not miss a day, because hopefully it'll stand to me at the end and my exams and stuff.
So the Leaving Cert is kicking off in many weeks? Is it 3 weeks?
It's 2 weeks.
Oh, it's
even 2 weeks. It's only like a week and a half.
Oh, and no nerves at all?
I mean, not yet, no.
And how many hours are you studying a day?
Probably like around 4 or 5.
I have to say, when you do leave college and you go for when you go for a job in a company, you should definitely keep a copy of the newspaper of the story, because you know a lot of companies have problems with staff members ringing in sick at the drop of the hat. And if you show them this story and show them how dedicated you are, that when you start something, you set your mind to it, every company will want to hire you because you're never going to ring in sick. And your mother was saying, anytime you have been sick, it's happened during holiday times.
Yeah, I guess I was very lucky, because even I got chicken pox during the summer, and any time I got sick was either like the weekends or over the holidays, if you'd call that lucky, but yeah.
Well, not really, no.
Yeah.
Being sick in bed during your holiday times.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Joshua, and the best of luck to you and all your class as well in the upcoming Leaving Cert. And maybe we'll stay in contact and give us a buzz after the Leaving Cert is done and let us know how you got on.
I will indeed. Thanks very much for your call.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is he alone? What a great achievement. Is there anybody else listening to the show right now who can put their hands on their heart and say, I've never missed a day when I was in school, or I never missed a day in work? I don't think so. I've never heard of this before, where somebody has literally never been out sick. I mean, there was a fellow we went to school with back in the day who was never out sick, and we thought he was the child of the devil, because he literally, remember in the movie, I can't remember what the movie was, but the child was the son of the devil, and he never got sick because he was the devil. And we all, Damien was the kid's name. Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie, but Damien was the fella anyway. Are you someone who can say that you've never, ever called in sick? Because I think that guy, Joshua, is the only person in Ireland that can ever say that. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Or better still, call us on 6797 981. Glenn has been on to us by text, and he said, I was 8 years without a sick day till last month. That's not much of a feat, in fairness. I think most people would go 8 years without a sick day. However, my mate Grania is 53 and has never had a sick day, not even once. See, I find that hard to believe. You have to be sick at some stage. We're talking about people who've never, ever called in sick. We were talking to that loud teenager, Joshua, who got an award during the week for not missing one school day in 13 years. Now, let's go to City West. Jenny, how are you?
I'm good, Jeremy. And you?
I'm not bad at all. Now, up until the point that you had kids, you never missed a day in work.
No, I actually, going back, I never missed a day from primary school in School Carmel in Firhouse, then School Tossa in Firhouse, and secondary school, Firhouse Community College, and then Dundrum College of Commerce. Never missed a day.
Wow. So you're one of these people who's always well, basically.
Yeah, like that other guy. Only time I got sick was during holidays or at weekends.
And what is there something, have you got special genes or something that you never get sick?
No, I just think, I suppose as a kid we used to be outdoors and playing out and just from being, always being healthy.
And
the only time I actually was sick, Jeremy, was my son Sean was 3 months old and I ended up in Tallaght Hospital with a ruptured appendix. So I got 4 days away from the kids and the hubby.
Yeah, but that's understandable. But up until that point, you'd never missed a day.
Never.
And are you back working now? Or are you back in the workforce, or what's your situation?
No, I've got three boys, and
my
boys has a Down syndrome, so I'm actually a care. So I suppose that's another job, isn't it?
Absolutely, that is a full time job. And do you get sick generally ever? Like, are you just one of these people that isn't prone to sickness?
I suppose when I was younger, Jeremy, I used to suffer with migraine headaches. But like that again, I used to get them on a Friday evening.
Well, you're blessed, I have to say, because unfortunately, Jenny, if I even go near anybody that has a head cold, I end up sick for an absolute week. I think it has something to do with your immune system. Some people have really, really good immune systems. Kennedy, for instance, yeah? Kennedy, I think he's only ever been sick once in the amount of years I've been working with him. And that was a false sickie. He rang in sick to go to a wedding and then went to the wedding, got up on the stage in front of everybody and sang Sweet Caroline. People videoed him and sent it into the radio station. Said, here, Adrian's not sick. He's at a wedding up on the stage singing Sweet Caroline. But for a man who's completely unfit and who's a smoker and a drinker like he is, he has an immune system like, I don't know. He just doesn't get sick. You could literally shove germs up that man's nose and he still wouldn't get a head cold. It's amazing. Lauren, a boy at your son's school just got the same award. Is that right?
Yeah, he got it on Tuesday night. He got an award for not missing any days and 13 years and no late either.
Okay, so this young fellow, Joshua, isn't the only child to have not missed a day. Is this the first time it's happened in your son's school?
Well, he's only in first year, so I don't know. I don't know, but my two youngest kids have never missed any days, but they're only in primary school, so it's a long way to go before they can reach that target. But it's a great achievement, you know.
Absolutely, even down to the parents, because I would imagine, I know with friends of mine who are parents of, and maybe you can relate to this, of young kids. I don't know if many parents do this, but there's certain days where the parents aren't feeling well and they just say, listen, Johnny, I'm not feeling well. I couldn't be arsed making you breakfast and getting you dressed. You stay in bed, I'll stay in bed, and we'll all have a day off.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Have you ever felt like that in the morning when you're about to do this?
Loads of times, but I have four, so I have to get up for some. Well, I can't keep the four of them off, so I'm always up for them, but and they love going to school and they love getting an award at the end of the year when you have missed no days, and they love getting that award.
But so you've never ever been tempted just to say, oh, I'm going to stay in bed?
Oh my God, yeah, of course I have, yeah.
But you've never done it, because a school run for four kids, getting four kids ready for school and bringing them to school must be a nightmare.
Yeah, I can't say I'm on time all the time. I'm not on time all the time, but they do go.
And is it still a problem? When I was in school, you used to get lines if you were late. Is it still a problem, kids being late for school?
Well, in primary school, it's not as bad. But my son, if you have three late in a month, you get detention. So he has to be in on time. He's usually in on time. But I leave my house, it takes me an hour to drop the four kids off, like, by the time. And it's only up the road, like, but an hour in traffic, like, so we leave at 8, like, to get him to school and then to the primary school. It takes another whatever amount of time, like, so he has to be in, because otherwise they get detention.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's a good enough reason to get you in on time. Thanks, Lauren. We did a poll on our Twitter. I'm just looking at the results of it now. And we asked, are you a punctual person? Have you ever pulled a sickie? 14% of you have never, ever had a sick day. 14%. My God, that is so strange. I just can't relate to that at all. I hate phoning in sick, by the way. I really do. I feel guilty about it. Hey, says Kira, I'm a hairdresser, qualified about 10 years, and haven't had a sick day since probably my second year in training. So that's about 12 years without a sick day. I don't get paid for sick days, so that's mainly why I don't have them. Jeez, I would have thought that's illegal, Kira, not to pay you for a sick day. I thought there was a legal obligation on companies to pay you if you're out sick. But that is a very good incentive. If your company is to turn around and say, well, listen, if you're out sick, we're not going to pay you, you bloody make sure you get into work, won't you? Let me go to one last call on this. In Dublin 8, Eamon, you didn't miss a day in 30 years working.
31 years, Jeremy.
31 years, no way.
Yeah. And I remember we had a very, very heavy snowfall.
Yeah, and you still went in.
And I actually got out of my bed and made it halfway out into, about halfway near to the Stillaughan Road, but I had to turn back because it was very bad because I drive a motorbike.
And what did you do for a living? What did you work at?
I was working in Superquinn, running the fish counter down there.
Ah, no way. Which Superquinn did you work in?
In Bray.
Oh, in Bray, which is, of course, super value now. And you would make the journey all the way out to Bray, even during snow, hail, the whole lot?
Absolutely. And anyone that rang in sick, they were made an example because I came from Dublin out to Bray.
Okay, so they used to say, well, Eamon was able to get in from the city centre out to Bray. And tell me this, after 30 years working for Super Quinn and never missing a day's work, did you get anything from them?
No.
Not even a sausage?
Not even a sausage.
Not even a Super Quinn sausage.
I remember one of the girls asked me to, she came back after about a year or so later and she says, oh, Eamon, I remember you were out one day last year. This was a very heavy snow.
Okay.
And I tried to make it in halfway and I had to turn back. And she said, I have to deduct that day from you. I said, yeah, okay, go ahead, no problem. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, she asked me to work a bit of overtime.
And what'd you say to her?
I got my day back.
Oh, he's gone. His line just got cut off. Well done, Eamon, though. 30 years and never missing a day. And even during the bad snow, I can picture Eamon in his snow boots, trekking up the N11 past Stillaughan, walking out to Bray just to get to the fish counter in Super Quinn and Bray. That is dedication for you, I have to say. If more people had that attitude of not pulling sickies at the drop of a hat, well, the country would be a lot better. And you can always tell when someone... Actually, sorry, I just have to remember, Adrian did pull a sickie in 98FM a couple of years ago. And it just so happened that it was on the Monday after the Sunday of the All-Ireland where the Dubs won the All-Ireland final. And Adrian, God love him, he was at Croke Park that day watching the Dubs win the Sam Maguire. And God love him, he must have picked up a bug of some sort on Hill 16 because he rang me the next day and he rang our boss Michael the next morning and he said, I just can't come in. I don't know what's wrong with me. And God love him, he was in bits. And that sickness that he had lasted for a whole 24 hours.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.